News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Over €76,000. That's how much on average the HSE spend on taxis each day of last year. The figures have been revealed to News Talk Breakfast under Freedom of Information legislation. For more on this, we're joined by our reporter Ronan Coveney. Ronan, first off, 76 grand a day. How much does that work out annually?
Yes, it's a staggering figure, one that might shock many of our listeners out there this morning. The data, which was released to us under Freedom of Information legislation, shows that in 2018, the HSE spent €27.9 million on taxis across the organisation. Now, these figures we've received is for use throughout the HSE, but it also actually excludes voluntary groups that the HSE would normally work with on a day-to-day basis.
Do we know what the taxis are being used for?
Yes, well, the HSE has told us that in many cases, taxis are being used to transfer patients between hospitals. Also, transport services are being provided to those on renal dialysis, but also for the use of transferring paper files, such as patient charts, in between different parts of the organisation. Now, the figure for taxi costs has gone up incrementally since 2014, where we saw it at €24.2 million, or €66,000 a day. That's a 10 grand increase over the past 5 years since then. Now, I've been getting reaction to this from Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin's spokesperson on health, and she's calling for a review of the use of taxis by the HSE to be conducted.
I would love to be able to say that I am surprised. I'm not. We've been tracking these figures for a couple of years now. In fact, every time a taxi passes me with their light off and nobody in it, I wonder if there's a patient file and it's been transferred from one hospital to another, because a lot of this expenditure is the transfer of files and other hard copy information between hospitals, which really must constitute the most gross waste of public money. I don't believe the HSE have done the value for money audit. I don't believe that it represents good value for money to be using taxis in this way. And I also don't believe that the HSE have an excuse for not investing in good quality ambulances and good quality personnel to staff those ambulances.
Okay, thanks indeed for that, Ronan Coveney. A little earlier we spoke to Conor O'Leary of Purple House Cancer Support. He explained how they feel they can help reduce costs for patient transfers using a scheme they have in place to help those undergoing cancer treatments.
Well, we feel it's a shocking amount of money to be spent every day on taxis. So most cancer support centres like Purple House have a team of volunteer drivers, and these are people that are trained in areas of informal counselling and cancer care. And what they do is they drive patients to and from their hospital treatment, their chemotherapy and radiotherapy and any other cancer-related appointments, and they give their time free of charge. We currently provide this service through fundraising. So, you know, with some funding, we'd be saying to the HSE, we'll provide this service for you at a more cost-effective level and then also in a community-based primary care level.
Okay, Conor O'Leary there of Purple House Cancer Support. We're joined by Steve McMahon, a spokesperson for the Irish Patients Association. Stephen, your reaction to those figures, and look, we do need to be careful here. Like, we need to get people from, and not everyone is capable of driving or being driven by a family member. So we do need to get people to those services. So the idea that there can be no cost is obviously ridiculous. 76 grand a day, though, does seem a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, I agree that there are times when patients need access to transport, and because they can't afford it, or it's a more efficient way of getting them to their treatment. But looking at the figures that News Corp got there, if you look at 2015 versus the $27.9 million that was spent in 2018, that's up 13%. Now, if we look at it slightly differently, that means that for nearly every square mile in the country, there have been 660 trips in 2018. And while, you know, transport services haven't been around every single square mile, there must be sort of golden routes to hospitals and offices for some of these taxi costs for the tune of $27.9 million. And, you know, when we look at that there are 600,000 public patients needing access to healthcare, you know, any effective savings can alleviate this challenge. So we're saying, show us the evidence that this is value spend.
Are there more imaginative ways? Are there more innovative ways that we could get people? Now, look, there'll be times when a taxi is unavoidable, but are there more imaginative, more innovative ways that are policies that we could be coming up with, in your view?
Well, you've heard from Conor O'Leary there earlier, who was talking about that they have volunteer drivers. And the point I'd like to make that he just mentioned there is the fact that their drivers are trained in counselling, in being aware of the kind of needs of the patients that they're bringing to hospital for chemo and so on. And, you know, in a way, it would be preferable if people who are engaging with patients and transporting them actually do have skills such as emergency. If what happens in an emergency, can you handle it, or is it just that you drive very quickly down to the nearest hospital? So they are aspects of it. And, you know, there are other costs in there that I believe in the taxi charges, which is transferring documents from maybe hospital A to hospital B or whatever. And that is absolutely important. But it raises the questions, why can't this be done electronically? You know, we hear about great work. You see them on the motorbikes there. People are volunteers delivering blood on motorbikes. And that's reduced a big cost.
OK, so basically, the HSE should go back to the drawing board on this and just maybe a sort of a root and branch investigation. What's the best way to proceed? And there's millions to be saved here, potentially, in your view.
Well, look, let's say they could save 10%. That's 2 million euro. That's a lot of money for the kind of service that we heard Mr. O'Leary talking about, or indeed for patients who are waiting, the 600,000 patients that are waiting to get access to a consultant or have their surgery done.
OK, Steve McMahon, sensible stuff there. Irish Patients Association. We're not saying here on News Talk Breakfast that there should never be people transported by taxi. That would be ridiculous. But we are saying maybe we could look at this and see, is there a more efficient way of doing it that would save money on the 76,000 euros a day we spend.